Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in Elohim, Selah. But thou, O Yahweh, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto Yahweh with my voice, and he heard me out of his Kodash hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for Yahweh sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Yahweh, save me, O my Elohim, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah, a son of David, when he fled from Absalom, his son. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah, henceforth forever and forever and ever and ever. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we welcome you into another episode of the Knowledge Suite. I am your Yahoo Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day, with the exception of some F days and whatever other days we may add. It just depends on what we're doing and what's needed. Yes, but you already know, it always gives me a great deal of pleasure, as well as the fact that it is a blessing to be able to come your way and share news and information, hallelujah, in this platform we call the Knowledge Suite. And we are thankful to the Most High Yah for providing this venue and providing this avenue to bring forth news and information, mainly the word of the Most High Yah, and things that are going on around you, hallelujah, because there is nothing that has happened that has not been foretold or foreseen by the mighty Yah. And we give Yah, and Yah only, Yahweh only, all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, henceforth forever and forever. Just to set the tone, because we're going to, first of all, make you aware of one of the latest moves. Well, it's been in existence for quite some time, but we want to bring your attention to something that's going on right here, even in the city of Atlanta, something that came across the news today. We'll let you hear it in just a few minutes. But just to set the tone and let you know, and all the information, all the things that we bring to you are not meant to scare you or to trouble you, just to make you aware of what's going on around you. Because why? We know the end of this thing. We've already read the future. We already know how these things are going to end up. So my brothers, my sisters, that is those of you all who are knowledgeable, who first of all know who your maker and your creator is, the Most High Yahweh, and know who you are to him, the children of Yisrael, if you come from that lineage and bloodline. Because there are some amongst us who are not Israelites. Oh, yeah. And a lot of that even happened during the transatlantic slave trade, when some enemy nations, African nations, were mixed in with us. Hallelujah. But, hallelujah, the dominant seed of Israel takes over everything that we mate with or mix with. We dominate them, even though we were never meant to what? To mingle our seed with the seeds of the sons and daughters of the nations. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. We were to keep a pure bloodline. So the enemy thinks that he has done damage. No, what you've done, Mr. Heathen, you've killed yourself in trying to wipe us out, because you can't annihilate us genetically, but we can do that to you. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, because the mighty Yah does have, hallelujah, he does have something good and very, very good in store for the Elohim fearing what? Hebrews. Yes, those of us who fear the Creator and who do what? Who set our minds to obey his will, to do what he say do, to obey his laws, his statutes, his judgments, his commandments. He is going to fix all of this, my blood brothers and sisters. Whatever our shortcomings are, the Most High Yah has a remedy for them. And yes, stumbling over my words just a little bit because I have a lot to say and a lot to get out. But at the same time, we are going to listen in on some audio bites tonight on some things that you really need to know that's going on this planet, and some of them right in your own backyard. Yes, all around you. Be comforted, though. Psalm 6, starting at verse 8. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for Yahweh hath heard the voice of my weeping. Yahweh has heard my supplication. Yahweh will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, into the grave. Oh, yeah. And all nations that forget Elohim, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Yahweh. Let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Yahweh, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Hallelujah. Psalm 14, verse 1. And this is what a lot of them are declaring now. You can tell by their satanic, heathenistic, so-called atheistic practices and satanistic. Yes. Hallelujah. Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool now, has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Hallelujah. Yahweh looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand. Hallelujah. And seek Elohim. They are all gone aside. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now, my brothers, my sisters, you cannot go against the words of Yah. You try to say you're doing good. You're keeping all the laws, statutes, judgment, commandments. You're the lawful captive. Really? So what you going to do? What are you going to do with this? You're going to make the word of Yah lie? Come on, brothers. Come on, sisters. But this is what we want to get to. I'm just setting this up to let you listen in on something that's going on right in your own backyard, right here in Cobb County, in the outskirts of Atlanta, Georgia. Then I want to get into something else to tell you something about this banking industry. Yes, we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to make you aware of things around you, but guess what? Well, there's no guess. The words of the Most High Yah shall stand for how long, my beloved brothers and sisters? Forever. How long is forever? We've already been told, it's already been foretold in the words of the true and mighty Yah that these things would transpire. Hallelujah. In this dispensation of time and beyond this dispensation. So, I want you to listen to something. Check this out right here now. County School. A national group wants to form after-school Satan clubs in several schools around the country. Channel 2's Baron Peterson live in Powder Springs, where he talked to parents about this today.
Yeah, some describe the Satanic Temple as a group of political activists, and their main priority, the separation of church and state. The parents who send their kids to school here that we talk to really don't like that name, regardless of what the group says it means. In the pickup line, this first day of school, it's still elementary in Cobb County. Parents say they know their Bill of Rights.
It's a miracle. I mean, you know, freedom of speech.
That doesn't mean Tina Knight likes it in this case. A national group called the Satanic Temple, with a branch in Atlanta, wants to form what it calls an after-school Satan club at this school to counter faith-based Christian clubs.
I have a hard time thinking like an American because I was raised here. I had religious education in school, and
those that didn't want to would sit it out.
This YouTube video and After School Satan website touts the club as a gathering that promotes focused rationalism, free inquiry, and fun. And since thousands of elementary schools from coast to coast allow the Christian Good News Clubs to gather on campuses after dismissal, the Satanic Temple says the law protects their club too. Parents are worried the school board may have no choice.
Oh, well, definitely my preference would be no, that we don't have it. But their preference would be that Christians not have their group too.
Our Cobb school officials say there is no after-school Satan club here. In fact, they say they've not even heard from this national satanic group. I sent a message to the Atlanta chapter today, have not heard back from them yet. 411 Cobb County, Baron Peterson, Channel 2 Action.
Well, we'll be watching this one, no question about that, Baron.
Okay, now listen at that now. An after-school Satan club. Look at this. So then, they've designed it to do what? To counteract the so-called Christian program. But let me tell you something about this mess, y'all. Either way you go is Satanism. This is nothing but Satan, again, Satan, okay, again with his tricks and games. Because if, listen to me closely, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, even those of you all who are caught up in this religious system that they call Christianity, that they call Islam, that even they call Judaism, it's all the work of Satan. If you're in a Christian church, you are in what they call Satanism. So what is the division between the Church of Satan or the Satan organizations versus the churches that's still set up by Satan? Oh, you don't believe me, do you? That J-E-S-U-S, that so-called Jesus you worship, that is nothing but Satan in disguise. And I know a lot of my preacher listeners here are going to be offended, but I got to offend you. I notice some of you all have not listened in for quite some time because yeah, I think y'all say that I'm a little too hard, I'm a little tough on Christians. Yes, I got to be. Trickstianity is what I call it. Trickstianity. It is full of tricks. Yes, sir. And like the old commercial used to say about tricks in terms of the breakfast cereal tricks are for kids. Kids are baby goats. Stop calling your children kids. A kid is a goat. Did you give birth to goats, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations? Maybe they who are no people might have kids, but we don't. They who are no people run the place. Job 9:24, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? What do you mean by he covereth the faces of the judges? He perverts judgment. Because he does what? He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. Hallelujah. His corrupt, wicked system of what they call what? Litigation, legal system, the judicial system. Yes, he what? He covers the faces of what? He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. Because why? He runs the thing. The wicked run it. That's why you can have, hallelujah, churches of Satan. You can have Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, and all these wicked religious practices going on the planet, which has nothing to do with the truth of the mighty Yah. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's past time now. Y'all got to come out of it. You have got to come out of it. Now, we want to break something else off to you here that you need to know about. I mean, this is very serious business. We're going to switch gears here to let you know what's going on here financially, quote, and economically, that you really, really need to be aware of. And I myself am a witness to this. Listen in on this. Hallelujah.
Oh. also on the edge tonight. Imagine inheriting thousands of dollars only to be told that she can't even touch the money.
It's happening right now to a woman in Detroit. Her entire account is frozen, and now she's worried she won't be able to pay her bills. Fox News' Dave Spencer joining us live with that story. Dave.
Karen, this single mom says her son's graduation party has been put on hold. She's not sure how long the lights will stay on in her home. The thing is, she has all the money she needs, but right now, it's worthless.
I feel like my money's being held hostage.
A mother of four has the money to support her family. She just can't get it.
Every single dime is tied up in that bank.
And her bank, Bank of America, says it's just doing things by the book in the name of protecting customers. This all started with a personal tragedy.
I had a little brother and he passed away, and my dad had a lawsuit from that.
From that lawsuit, more than $50,000 wired straight into her bank account on May 20th. The procedure, she was told, was to place a two-hour hold on the money while the bank investigates its origins. After that, it's hers to do as she pleases, and she did, withdrawing thousands just days apart without a problem.
I went to two banks before that, drew $8,000, drew $5,000, no questions, just swipe the card and it's your PIN, ma'am.
Then her car was totaled on May 24th, so she went to get another $5,000 at the branch in Dearborn.
The guy behind the counter, he started asking me, where did I get the money from, and a bunch of questions. And I told him, I feel like that's none of his business, so I'm going to go to another branch where I feel more comfortable.
And when she went to that second bank,
they told me my account was on hold. It has been frozen for fraud.
So Anderson started asking questions and admittedly got upset.
I feel like you guys are discriminating against me. Is it because I'm black? And then that's when she began to, I don't know exactly what she said, but she said I was being something, and then she told me to leave out the bank because I was upset. Yes, I was, because this is my funds. Why can't I receive my funds?
Since then, she claims she's been in the dark as to why. In the meantime, bills and hungry mouths are starting to mount up.
My rent is due today. I have four children. What am I supposed to do? I got to be to work tomorrow morning. I work in West Bloomfield. I have no vehicle to get there. What am I supposed to do when I haven't done anything wrong here?
Bank of America issued this statement regarding Ms. Anderson's situation. We've frozen the customer's account under the terms of our deposit agreement and disclosures. In the agreement, if at any time we believe a customer's account may be subject to irregular, unauthorized, fraudulent, or illegal activity, we may, in our discretion, freeze the funds in the account and in other accounts they maintain with us without the liability of the customer until we are able to complete our investigation of the account and transactions.
I thought I was being safe with my money going to the bank, but it seems I'm safe with putting it under my mattress.
I spoke with a banking expert tonight who told me that under the Patriot Act, clerks often undergo training to spot fraudulent activity. And he also told me that it's not really cut and dry rules. A lot of times these clerks are using their training and their intuition when they decide whether or not to flag an account as fraud. Live in the newsroom, Dave Spencer, Fox 2 News.
Well, Dave, you can understand this woman's frustration. Did the bank indicate how long the investigation will take?
They didn't really give us a timeline. They said they will notify the customer, however, once there's been progress made in this, but the customer, Ms. Anderson, told me it could be up to a year is what she was told.
Well, let's hope they resolve it sooner than later. Thanks, Dave.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? The banks got the Bank of America out of all of them now. Has this sister's money tied up, holding her money and will not release it. Let me tell you this, my brother, the sister, having been a banking associate for 20-plus years myself, hallelujah, previous to the time I was laid off in 2010 from that institution after having worked there some 20-plus years, okay, within that institution. I know for a fact that the banks have never liked for you to go and withdraw money from your account. You know why? Because the bank considers your money their money. You know why? Because they loan your money out every day. They don't want that money to move. They want that money to stay in there because they make money off your money. They loan your money out when you have an account. They loan your money out, make big money off your money, don't pay you a damn penny. Now, that's highway robbery. And then they have the audacity to freeze your funds when they think you are making too many withdrawals. Withdrawals, now, that's your money. In the bank. Now, here I am, an ex-banking employee, work for the bank now, after having been employed by a bank. And this particular bank, this specific bank, Bank of America, I had at that time thousands of dollars in my account. And I had gone to an auto repair place to have some, you know, some work done on my vehicle at that time. This was several years ago. I was still employed by the bank at this time. Okay? Went to pay for the auto service, which didn't come anywhere near the amount. The cost of the repairs did not come anywhere near the amount of money I had in the bank. I had way enough money, plenty of money to cover what? The cost of the repairs. Do you know that they had the nerve to freeze the funds? And I had to call them and tell them, why are y'all holding my money? This is embarrassing. I'm trying to pay for some auto service here, some service I had done to my vehicle, and you all are holding up the funds. I had never seen that happen before, my beloved brothers and sisters. This was years ago now. The bank holds your money and have the nerve to tell you when you can and when you can't spend it. But you know what? Something's on the way. And it's coming quickly. There is going to be a shutdown of the bank. But this message is for you, Bank of America, and other, hallelujah, so-called financial institutions. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Hallelujah. That's the way it's supposed to be, because what they do, they don't even borrow the money. Technically, they are borrowing it, but they are taking it because you put the money. Now, the bank considers your money their money, and they are very, very aggressive at freezing your account. Now, you know what this is heading to. Something's coming. Yes, there is a serious banking crisis already occurring. You can tell from what we just played. Here, the sister has thousands of dollars in the bank, and they won't even let her get it. Bill's getting behind, her rent is due. She's trying to buy her a new vehicle, and the bank felt she was withdrawing too much of her money, which they consider their money, out of the bank, and they froze the lady's account. How much wicked can you get than that? Hallelujah. Verse 16, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 16, Bank of America and the rest of y'all so-called banking institutions. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, because that's what y'all do. That's what you're doing. You're oppressing the poor with their money in your bank to increase your riches because you loan their money out every day for high interest rates. You're making money off their money, and you're not giving them a damn thing for it. You wicked, wicked, wicked. He that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. Yeah, you're taking our money, loaning it out, making money off our money, and not returning the money to us because you're loaning it out to the rich who really don't even need it. You think about it. You going into a banking institution or a credit union or whatever the hell they call it, and you try to get some money, they'll look at you like you're crazy, especially if you are our color. If you're quote-unquote what they call black, okay, if you have dark skin like we do, and you walk in there and try to get a loan, they'll look at you and politely tell you, well, sir, I'm sorry, we tried to assist you. Then they get behind your back and laugh at you. How do I know this? I've been right slap dab in the middle of it and watched them. And they have gotten angry at me because I wouldn't laugh along with them. I'm like, the hell with y'all. That's right. I literally mean to hell with you all, wicked beings. So as you can see, I didn't fit in well. The way I survived that some 20-plus years, because I mostly stayed to myself, because every time, even when I wasn't busy, when they came around, I looked like I was busy because I don't want to be bothered with their BS. Yes. Hallelujah. Verse 22, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 22. Rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For Yahweh will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. Yes, payday is coming. Payday is coming. Verse 27, thou hast nothing to pay, Why should he take away that bed from under the, that's exactly what you're doing. You're taking the sister bed from under her. But the thing is, she has something to pay her money. And you're taking her money, loaning her money out and getting mad at her because she's taking her money out too fast for y'all to make y'all money off of her money. That's wicked. That's usury, using interest. Hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters, people of the nations, yes, the wicked are wicked, like the book of Daniel said, the wicked shall do wickedly. None of the wicked shall understand. They don't even know what's going on. They're not even aware of the calamity that's coming their way because they are so complacent and think that their wickedness is going to last forever. I got news for you. So God, your kingdom must and will come to an end.
Elf here, and today I have some very serious information to share with you. I'm going to be talking about all of the banking glitches and technical glitches that have been going on, as well as the situation in Italy and why this is so important, because it's only a matter of time until it makes its way to American shores, literally. But I'm here at The Independent, and it says, Bank of Ireland confirms Visa debit cards, quote, now working normally. And it goes on to say that the Bank of Ireland has said its Visa debit cards are, quote, working normally after an interruption of service. And it says the bank's customers were hit by a technical glitch, which meant they were unable to use their debit cards. Now, this isn't the first time that we've been hearing and seeing about technical glitches, because all throughout 2016, we've been seeing worldwide nothing but banking glitches and technical glitches and everything wrong with the ATMs. I wonder what they're getting ready for. In fact, a few months ago, I even talked about and reported all of the banking glitches and technical glitches that have been going on in places such as India, the UK, and even America, too. And the question you should be thinking about is why all of the sudden technical glitches, why all of a sudden problems all of a sudden. And not only that, but I'm going to tell you the bigger purpose behind all this, because there's something sinister that the elite are not telling you, and why they're even doing this and why this is even going on. But it even goes on to say that bank customers said their Visa debit cards had been declined in shops, with others saying that they were unable to withdraw money from automated teller machines or ATMs. In fact, even customers reported that their card was refused in a shop, but the sum of money for the transaction was debited from the account anyway. Now, while the Bank of Ireland reported that everything was okay and that the debit cards were now working normally, and of course they apologized for the inconvenience, this is so important, and you all need to pay very close attention to any time you hear banking glitches and technical glitches. That is a sign that they are preparing for martial law, literally. How do I know this? Because I'm also going to link the video below of the 72-hour warning for martial law. And how is this preparation? Because think about it this way. When you can no longer get your money out of the banks and you can no longer get your money out of the ATMs, what do you think is going to happen then? You can no longer get food from the stores. You can no longer buy anything of your pleasure. You will not be able to have access to go to a bank, and you will be seeing long lines, just as we've been seeing with the banks in Greece just last year and even this year. It'll be an economic collapse, literally, not to mention when they enforce bail-ins, because they already have bail-ins enforced in certain places of Europe, such as Cyprus and even Austria as well. What time do you really think it is? It's only going to get worse from here, and I hope you're seeing that, because when they shut down all the banks, and yes, it will be staged, they're going to blame it on a technical glitch, they're going to blame it on a banking glitch, and they're going to say that, oh, the bank's not working, but they'll be working sometime soon, just give it some time. When that happens, you'll no longer have any money to get out of the banks, unless you already have money taken out of the banks, which is why I'm continuously warning time and time again to get your money out of the banks quickly, quick, fast, and in a hurry, but do so in increments, because like I said, it's going to lead to civil unrest, and this is one of the many ways of how it's going to lead to civil unrest, because when people can no longer get their money, it's not going to be good, because then they cannot buy food, they cannot buy necessities, and it's only going to be upheaval from there. But if you can see the warning signs ahead of time, then you can be able to prepare accordingly.
Okay, that was from Truth Unveiled, brothers and sisters. If you'll listen to the archive of the knowledge speak from previous years, as well as When Nicole Speaks or Another Way of Thinking, hallelujah, those archives, you'll see what we warned you all years ago, that there were going to be padlocks on the banks, and that's getting ready to happen because they want to bring it all under the new world order. Now, you just heard evidence. This is recent now of the sister who couldn't get her money. Just a few years back, roughly about a couple of years ago, I couldn't get my money. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. No, that was before 2010. Back in 2008, I couldn't get money at the bank. Yeah. This stuff is real, my beloved brothers and sisters. So stay focused. Keep your mind on Yah, because hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 2, a good man obtaineth favor of Yahweh, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Be blessed, and we'll see you again this W day. Shalom, shalom, shalom.